At Sunny 101.9, 7:40 on the nose, and as advertised, Walt, time to share some potential good news here with folks this morning.
Well, word coming out of Lansing is that the governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is looking to relax the restrictions on the building and construction industry. Expected a little bit later this week in an executive order to get things going next week and get kind of back to moving with construction and building. On the line with us now is Sarah Schultz, the executive officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both this morning?
We're doing very well. We wanted to have you on to talk about this a little bit because you and I, Sarah, talked last week, I think it was, or so, some surveying efforts that the Builders Association was doing with contractors to talk about safety and so on and so forth. What's in place for COVID-19 if the industry gets up and running? Now we're at the point where the industry is
going to get up and running.
So what's your thoughts on that at first? And then let's talk a little bit about how our contractors are looking to be ready.
Well, my first thought was it's about time.
Exactly.
And it was pretty emotional for a lot of our people, happy-wise, you know, like they can finally get back to work and start making some money and get their people making some money and stuff. So that survey that we sent out came back and it went to over... I think there just over 1,000 people returned it, and 96% had a safety plan in place, and 94% had all of the correct PPE that they need to be on the job site. So that was very positive to see.
It sounds like what the governor is talking about is that with the construction in the building, it is a low-risk environment, but some of the things that are being mentioned are possibly the sharing of tools and the sharing of equipment and that sort of thing. But what I'm hearing is you're saying that the builders, the contractors, have plans in place to address that.
Correct. They have a safety plan, and if they're members of the HBA, they actually even have a certificate that says that we've seen their safety plan. It goes by the CDC guidelines, and it's basically approved that, you know, it does meet all those guidelines, and we are helping them find the PPE that they need if they can't find them.
So having this word come out that it looks like things are going to get moving again, let's say, I think it looks like next week, the 7th, what were some of the reactions with folks that you talked to? You mentioned it was emotional. It must be some good news to hear because there's a lot of people that are in this industry in our state.
Right, and the reaction was, obviously very, very positive. So I've been reaching out to my members one by one, finding out how long they're backlogged for this year and if they're taking any new work, because we're already getting calls from the public for jobs that they want to get on people's lists. So some of our members are booked for the whole year because they're backed up now, but some of them have had so many cancellations that they do have room. So we do have builders that still have room to take you, not right now. It'll probably be a couple of months, but we've been reaching out to them and making sure they're doing okay also and ready to go back.
Sarah, are you hearing anything about builders and hiring right now because of the amount of potential work that is out there? Has anybody discussed that with you?
Absolutely. I've actually had a good handful of people bring that up, and I'm glad you did. I'm going to be putting something out probably on social media and with Michigan Works that we are looking for carpenters and skilled trades folks, because people are so behind, they're going to need people. So we have an application right on our website, upbuilders.org. You click the great big button that says employment. It's pretty easy, and fill out the form.
You know, it drives home the point. We're talking with Sarah Schultz, executive officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP. It drives home the point that if someone has a project, particularly a private project at their home or their camp or something, to really take the time to find a reputable contractor, and you can help with that.
Right, absolutely. Every builder that comes into the HBA, they're not allowed to be a member unless they have a residential builder's license and are fully insured. So that gives the consumer the peace of mind and the legal aspect too. If a builder does over $600 of work, they legally have to be licensed.
So the question that I have then is there a time frame or what do you see next here? We know we're talking about it being announced later this week and then like first hammer to nail basically like on the 7th or in that window. But what will we see next year now as the building and contracting industry gets back to work?
I think we're going to see a steady increase. We have been definitely printing off plans for houses and calls coming in. So I don't think it's slowed down as much as we thought. So, and we have more and more people joining the HBA. So that's more builders that we can say, yes, they're reputable. They have their license, they have their insurance, and refer them out to the public.
Well, Sarah, as we wrap up with you here today, you mentioned that you have the information on your website for applying to become, get a job as a contractor or as on crew. And also you have all kinds of other resources there. What is the website for folks to check out?
That is upbuilders.org.
It is good to talk with you this morning, Sarah, about some good news with things getting back to moving and back to building here in the UP and around the state. We appreciate your time and certainly keep us posted with other updates as you have them with anything with the building industry here in our region.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Sarah Schultz with us on the line. She's the executive officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, talking about reactions to the word from the governor that we're going to get the building and home contracting industries moving again here in Michigan.
If we can bring you the positive news along with everything else, we'll certainly do that. That'll be posted to our website a little bit later on this morning with information for you and how you get a hold of them at the Home Builders Association. Details on your forecast and more as we build another edition of Mark and Wall in the Morning here at Sunny 101.9.